Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday. It is a wonderful and fabulous June 15th of 2018. My name is Kimberly Silas, your fabulous host and most gracious host for Your Health is Your Wealth. For this series of June, we are discussing entrepreneurship. We'll get into that for a moment. But before we get started, I must dwell into our weather forecast. It is an exceedingly warm day here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I am topping off at 83 degrees. It is 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and we're already at 83. The sun is, of course, shining. The birds are singing. Occasionally, we get a brisk wind that comes through, but overall, it is quite warm on today, but we're praising God and thanking Him for a great favor. Anyway, as we do on every week, we are going to start with a meditation just to bring us back into a level of positive agreement and gratitude. And on today, we are reading from the meditation, Ask for More. Let me repeat that. We are reading on today, June 15th, and our meditation begins with Ask for More. When we pray, we usually ask for something. We desire to have more, be more, or perhaps know more. Instead of asking for some material, temporary thing, ask for the eternal peace, love, joy, happiness. To experience more peace, ask for more of it to show up. Understand that more things will not bring happiness. So instead of asking for things, pray for the spiritual nature of your own soul to shine forth. Today I ask for more truth, more light, more love to manifest through me. I hunger and thirst for knowledge of my true self. As I attune to the law of divine order, I put my priorities in order. As I go about my activities, I take action right now, and I find myself in the right place with the right people. Thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. This comes from Amos 5 and 14. Seek good and not evil that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. I want to repeat this at the very top. I just want to repeat this quickly. I desire to experience more peace. Ask for more of it to show up. Understand that more things will not bring happiness. Understand that more things will not bring happiness. So instead of asking for things, pray for the spiritual nature of your own soul to shine forth. And I want to share something with you quickly. I was speaking with one of my mentors, friends, sister. She is a business mogul. She is an amazing woman of God, and she has always kept me incredibly encouraged. Today I was working on my website and I had a question. I called her on the third or fourth ring. She immediately answered the phone and she walked me through this process. I was done with something that generally would have stifled me for 48 hours or more. This person answered it for me immediately. And we started talking, and I was sharing with her that I received payment on today. I received a payment on today, and it wasn't enough. That was the word that came out of my mouth. I said, you know, it just wasn't enough. I still have to consider how I am going to handle matters that will affect me next week. And she said, Kimberly, stop in this moment and realign your gratitude. Hear me now. An entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. So in organizing and managing your vision, there are going to be times when things get a little challenging. But I cannot speak negatively against my vision and my purpose. So when I said that, I said it wasn't enough. I still need to find myself doing other endeavors. And she said, whoa, sister. Fall back in and realign yourself, because God has given you vision and purpose and the energy and enthusiasm to bring this vision to fruition. And as soon as you receive payment, you recognize the lack versus the accomplishment. Bring yourself back. Realign yourself in gratitude. So, I mean, it took my breath away. Because this same individual taught me some years ago that money doesn't solve money matters. Hear me now. More money does not solve or resolve money matters. Money matters, or consciousness about finances, change in the mind. If I gave you $1 million right now, without the right consciousness to manage money, that $1 million is not going to last you very long at all. Money does not correct money issues. You've got to realign your consciousness. And here I am, the motivational coach, health and wellness, entrepreneurial endeavors, the one that speaks across the nation, telling everybody to stay happy, stay positive, be on point. I got you. Just trust me. Walk my walk. Do as I do. And you will find enthusiasm and happiness and comfort and joy in this process. I'm that chick. But just as soon as I recognize a season or an instant of challenge, I spoke the words, it's not enough. I humbly and wholeheartedly apologize to my followers, to my friends, to my mentors, to God Almighty. I apologize. I recognize my fault, and I ask immediately for forgiveness, because gratitude perpetuates consistency, and I am grateful. I don't know where that little spark of ugliness came from, but it came up. So I just want to recognize that we have our moments. We have those moments where we feel so incredibly overwhelmed, and the negativity, if you don't keep it cleansed and purged and out of your system, it will repeat itself, duplicate itself. It will fester, and it will come forward. So today, in the remainder of this day and the remainder of this week, my intent is to cleanse and purge all negativity. But I want to jump forward really, really quick. We were discussing for the month of June, your health is your wealth, on the topic of entrepreneurship. And last week we ended on the series, if you can make $1, just duplicate that process 1 million times. Now, on paper, it looks real, real easy. But in actuality, oh my goodness, this is just something that we would have to do over and over and over again. It just does not seem normal to us. So I want to say that we ended up speaking about the passive income, the residual income, and the active income. Now, as an entrepreneurial active income is paramount. Active income is paramount because we don't automatically start off with several thousand dollars to fund and nurture our business endeavors. When we come through with a vision or an idea that we want to bring into fruition, we have committed ourselves to organizing that vision, managing that vision, and ultimately assuming the risk of that vision. In doing so, we generally apply the rewards of an active income, the active income being an hourly assignment or a task where you go apply yourself, whether it be cutting grass, babysitting, house cleaning. It is something that we do that we can trade off time for a financial reward. With that free financial reward of our active income, we are constantly nurturing our business endeavors. It just came to mind for me that portion of finances that I said wasn't enough, I have to take an allotment of that to pay for another vision that I have going on. So, yeah, the active income is crucial. And that's why it is so important, and where it ties into your health is your wealth. In order for us to do the things that we believe in, we have to have and maintain a positive state of being. And active income for me, I have been immensely blessed in that arena. Let me say that. I have been immensely blessed in the active income capacity because I have always been in right alignment with good and godly opportunity. Let me go back to our meditation real quick, because in the very end it says, I take right action and I find myself in the right places with the right people. I'm thanking you, wisdom, that's in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. Thank you, because I've always been in the right alignment for right opportunities. I've worked for the largest hospitality, one of the largest hotel magnates in the hospitality industry, possibly the number one. I'm sure they are, because they're buying up everything. Following that opportunity where I stayed 14 years of my career, I moved on to the busiest airport in the world. I actually employed as an assistant operations manager at the largest or busiest airport in the world. So you find yourself saying, wow, you know, how does one come up with these type of opportunities? Active income. It's an active income opportunity where God is consistently blessing you, not just financially, but bringing you into the truth that your gifts will make room for you. God will place you amongst great men. All you have to do is utilize your gifts, and that the time, especially when you're punching someone else's clock, that time matters. I am extremely, extremely, extremely excited about this opportunity to speak on entrepreneurship. And as I stated last week, it just doesn't seem like enough time. There's so many things that I wanted to touch on. We had a guest appearance that was coming in on today, and unfortunately, she is actually on an airplane as we speak. I did not have an alternate guest on the show this week, and we will readdress this later towards the year. But entrepreneurship is something that I am exceedingly passionate about, and all it takes. I want to share something with you guys. I believe, and we're moving forward into residual income. I believe strongly in residual income, and the way that someone explained it to me was a realtor sells a house, and every time the homeowner comes in and flicks a light switch, the realtor is still getting paid for that home. So I was like, wow, do you know how many times someone comes in and flicks a light switch in their house? Every time they flick a light switch, you get a penny, a nickel, or a dime. Now, I know that's an outrageous analogy, but that's pretty much what residual income consists of. Residual income is when you are still able to make money by leveraging other people's time or either other people's money to create a residual income. It's creating something that people will buy on a regular basis long after it's been created and long after you're gone. Now, back to home ownership. A home is a prime example of this, is people who continue to pay rent for the right to live in a house. So if I were to buy a house at a minimal amount and place a resident in that home, and they pay me every month to live there, this is something that people purchase every month anyway. What I have done is created a residual income, an ongoing consistent income where people pay you regularly for one idea that was created, whether I am there or not. Now, it could be an item that has been created, or it can be an item that is duplicated, or it might be the time of other people. People trade time for money, but when they bring their other opportunities to start or leverage their ideas, you can build residual income on other people's ideas. So what I am saying is that it is so incredibly exciting and crucial to learn how to leverage your time residually. And I am so excited about that. The first thing to be aware of is how you work for active residual income. Now, when you decide on a path that transitions from active to residual income over time, it's hard to start a new business and create residual income tomorrow. So you have to have some patience and consistency. Don't get discouraged or lose focus. I have 1, 2, 3. I'm counting. Bear with me. I have 1, 2, 3 active entrepreneurial endeavors in motion right now. Those are the ones that are just active and generating revenue. I am studying right now on another opportunity that I am confident is going to bring me into full fruition and tie all of these things in together. So that is 4 opportunities. Now, I'm getting to a point here. On top of the fact that I'm still gainfully employed and receiving active income. Now, you say, Kimberly, where do you have time to sleep? You're running a radio show. You're a member of an active improv troupe throughout Atlanta. You're running 3 businesses. You work a full-time job, and you're in school. When I tell you, when you properly align yourself, I'm going to go back to the meditation because this is so big. I take right action as I go about my activities, and I find myself in the right places with the right people. Hear me now, audience. It is so incredibly important. This is not something that I jump out of my bed and say, okay, I'm going to launch 3 companies today. I am getting ready to go do my improv show. I am also going to study for this class, and I'm going to be on the radio show. That's not something that you just pick up in one day's time, and you determine that you're going to do all of these things at once. But I'm going to go back because consistency, do not get discouraged. We have all of these opportunities, and every opportunity transitions into another one. So I need you to understand that patience is crucial. Patience is critical. It's hard to start a new business and create residual income tomorrow. You're not just going to pick it up and that this opportunity is just sitting there where you can start today and assume the benefit of it tomorrow. But I'm telling you, my dear and loving friend, we are in a season where the opportunities are bountiful and endless and fruitful. All you have to do is what? align yourself around the right people and right things begin to transform. I'm going to bring up Dr. Dunlap. Dr. Dunlap, and we laugh about this all the time, I met him at a networking seminar, and I was asked to participate based on weight loss. I am a weight loss, I guess you would say, coach. I have lost 160 pounds, and it started out probably at 18 months. I'm well into my third year now. So right now I am actually being coached and mentored on how to turn my weight loss into muscle. That's a whole nother story. But we met during a season in my life where I was asked to not only offer these products to individuals, but to share how I lost weight. Now, Dr. Dunlap is tall, thin, muscular. He's got a very strong build. He appears to be the picture of health. So I'm sitting across this table from this person, and my mind is telling me these negative thoughts. It's telling me, why did they sit me with this man? He does not need to lose weight. How am I going to convince him about diet, nutrition, and weight loss? This is just ridiculous. So I had already resolved in my mind that it was just appropriate to be pleasant and kind and not to expect great things from Dr. Dunlap. Okay, needless to say, moving on, 3 years later, Dr. Dunlap has become one of my greatest mentors and source of contact. Right place, right people, right opportunity, right time. It's all about entrepreneurial alignment, entrepreneurial opportunities. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust in God with everything, and he will direct your path. Now, when I tell you my mind was telling me there was absolutely nothing this man could possibly do for me, lean not on your own understanding, because, girl, you don't know what you're talking about. Dr. Dunlap has introduced me to so many other additional opportunities. Not only he was the initiator of my very first and very own radio show. He said, Kimberly, my wife and I, the ministry and I, see something in you, and we would like to offer you a guest slot on the show. What are your thoughts, and would you participate? Of course. I was so excited. What is it that these people could possibly see in me? So from that particular opportunity, moving forward a year later, Dr. Dunlap, his beautiful wife, Kathy, and the Ministry of PRF team, PRF.org, it's a ministry team, resources, possessions, and finances, offered me my very own radio show. Your health is your wealth. Now, that is a proper example of, I did not jump out of the bed and decide that I wanted to be a radio personality. Didn't happen, didn't do it, didn't know how it was going to come about. I knew, though, that I wanted to be a motivational speaker. I had already decided that I was going to stay in right alignment with your health is your wealth, and that I was going to prepare myself. When you stay ready, there is no need to get ready. That came from my beautiful mentor, Tammy Moorhead. Tammy Faye Moorhead, she would always tell me, when you stay ready, you do not have to get ready. So I just, you know, I'm rambling on right there on today, because we have so much more in the season of entrepreneurship that I want to share with the entire listening audience. And I just want to just encourage the hearts of people to believe that we were not designed not to live in abundance, and that those thoughts of lack and limitation will come up. And oftentimes, like on today, when I spoke that to my mentor, I said it just isn't enough. She said, ho, 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 fall back, chick. You can't do that. You can't do that. Money does not correct money matters. Repeat after me. More money will not correct money matters. What matters is that we correct our consciousness. Because whether I gave you $1 or $1 million, if you don't know how to manage money, you're still going to be broke. Ooh, that was good. I'm just really, really, really excited. But I said all that to say this. Every opportunity that I've had has been a springboard of one opportunity off of another. I was doing my business cards. I'm a member of an improv troupe, and I have a show, an upcoming event, and my director said, "Kimberly, I need your business card." So I was like, "Oh, yeah." She was like, "You've done these two movies. You've done this type of show. You've studied comedic improv. You've got all of these accolades under your belt." She said, "But don't forget to include your radio show, your motivational speaking, and your YouTube page." Now, those are three things that I would have completely left off because I just didn't think it was, I didn't think it was important. I didn't see that it had come to fruition at a time when it was appropriate for me to include it. And she was like, "Absolutely not. You're on the radio consistently every first and third Friday of the month, and you have been doing so for the second year running. So, yes, you are a radio personality. You are a motivational speaker and a wellness coach, and that's what I need you to focus on. Just utilize your gifts, and God will make room for you and place you amongst great people." You know, I am going to quit babbling. I have really, really realigned myself on today because I spoke it. I spoke something so negative, you know, and success. Robert Collier says success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Success. I want to be successful in my consciousness. I want to be successful in knowing that I can do these things at all times. So I just want to, I have a call coming in from Dr. Dunlap, and I am going to realign myself with him immediately following the show. But I just want to say, we meet here every first and third Thursday of the month at 2 p.m., 2 to 2:30 p.m., and we can be reached at 347-215-7934 or on the blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. That's right. Your health is your wealth. And also, our PRF ministry every Thursday night at 8 o'clock at the same address. So I just want to thank you guys so incredibly much. And remember, your active income is equally as important as your residual income because money does not correct money matters. Our consciousness does. So I am just encouraging you to maintain yourself in a continual consciousness alignment of rightness, and it will all come about. You know, confident on your journey, whether you make money or not, and to thy own self be true. This is because people understand the use of power and leverage over their residual income like we talk about today. So love you guys. Just excited that you chose me just one more week. And I will see you at the very first Friday in July, which is going to put us at the date of July 6th. Okay? So thank you so very much. Have a great day. And until we meet again, continue blessing. Bye-bye.